Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Have chosen well, that is to spend time with us here on the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here today. Kara Schillen is. Jennifer is not amongst the missing. She burns the candle at both ends, as many of us do, but in her case, it catches up with her faster, and thus she has some kind of sniffly thing. Was it the flu? Her father had the flu, I know that. So that may have gotten in the way of her, her reality of trying to work 16 hours a day. At any rate, we're here to go through lots of things. A lot of people hospitalized because not of the regular flu, although that does happen. But certainly the situation around the world with people focused on the Chinese and what's going on with the spread of this Wuhan flu, coronavirus. It's interesting. We were talking about places that are closed down. I didn't mention Hong Kong. They have announced, as of the beginning of the week, new border closures with all the people that have died. 17,000 people have been affected or infected. Maybe that's the better word, huh, Victoria? Mm-hmm. Infected,
yeah,
affected.
17,300, I think, is the latest number.
Yep. Yeah, and the alarming thing about it is it's spreading pretty fast. The guy in the Philippines died. So Hong Kong closed its borders with China, stemming the tide, and China has done it from internally looking at the situation. It's really pretty amazing. This is the biggest problem for China they've had, and they've had plenty of them, to be sure. But the thing that bugs me, and that probably has gotten the most comments so far, is the fact that the Chinese government arrested the doctors who first warned about this being a problem. It tells you everything you need to know mm-hmm. about what the Chinese are all about. Everything you need to know. I wanted to say hi to Kevin Cohen in our affiliate in Columbia, South Carolina, WQXL. How do you do? Other people that have followed us in the last day or so, Joan Studley O'Leary, who's on our feed. I just like looking at names and people and what they have to say as it comes to back to comments. It's always good to hear what it is that people are thinking. Well, a lot of folks do react to things that we talk about with regard to our health and well-being. The business about losing weight, you know, all of these things. It's good. Okay, keep up the comments. That's very nice. Keeps us aware of what you're thinking as much as anything else. The states of Virginia, Illinois, and Nevada have filed a lawsuit, Victoria, to demand that the ERA, otherwise known as the Equal Rights Amendment, be added to the U.S. Constitution. This is a fight that's been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. The ERA was passed when you were not even around. Neither of you were around when this mm-hmm. was passed in 1972. I remember I didn't start doing talk till 1974. But it still was something we talked about on the radio, but it was more something I was teaching school then, and it was something that some of the girls in the high school were asking about. The ERA is something that we just kind of take for granted. Don't we today that mm-hmm. women have equal rights? But as far back as, I mean, this is what, 1972 is 47 years ago, right? 48 years ago. And that was when this was passed. You had 7 years to approve it, according to the law. Only 35 had done it. You have to have 38 states in order to have it become a constitutional amendment. But some of the people on the right have raised concerns about the ERA. If it was adopted around the country, it could bolster laws supporting issues they oppose, like abortion and same-sex marriage. You know, I have the really hard, and I don't know why I reserve my thoughts, except that there are a lot of stations that carry this program that have a basic focus of what a lot of talk radio has, and that's right of center thinking. I have for most of my life described myself as a conservative, but not in this way. I don't. I reject the labels. When I think about conservative thinking, it has to do with fiscal policy, has to do with health and well-being, that sort of thing. It doesn't have anything to do with same-sex marriage or things like that. At any rate, there was a conference call that was held with reporters. The Attorney General of Virginia said forces that have denied women equal protection under the law have not been fully vanquished. Why? Who in this day and age has the courage as much as anything else to say, I'm not for that? That seems to me that would be a hard thing. You can say, well, I'm standing up for rights. Why wouldn't you want everybody to have the same right? Why would you put up a roadblock to, it's like women not having a right to vote. That kind of silly stuff. Or black people now. This is Black History Month. A lot of people will pay attention to some of the things that still are a problem for blacks in our country. For me, it's all the same. It's all considered the same. For me, everybody should have the same rights, same equal rights to do everything and anything that is legal. Period. No, this guy can have it and that guy can't. Based on what? What do you base that on? Huh? I'd love to have a conversation with somebody and debate the issue. Why is it that you would not? And I bet you these people don't have the balsam to have public discussions about this. This is sneaky stuff that gets done by politicians and people in the back room because you can't go public with this. Then you shouldn't go. You shouldn't have this. This should not be a discussion. Period. End of story. You know what happens? The business about, I was looking at something here, breastfeeding and the problems that people are having still with breastfeeding and, in public. Why? Why are those?
You hear stories about that all the time. It's just so bizarre.
It is.
People like a woman getting thrown out of a Target in Alabama or whatever. Yeah. There's always some southern state that seems to have some headline of kicking a woman who is breastfeeding out of some public place. It's just, I don't understand it.
Why is it different in the South, really? What is there about the being in the South that makes this okay?
I
don't know.
People pretend that things aren't actually happening. It's like, I don't know, for some reason those people are so protective of children and, you know, they're the ones who are anti-abortion and want all kids to be born, and yet when the baby is actually born, they don't want them to be breastfed, which makes no sense to me because that's the healthiest way and also the easiest way a lot of times for mothers to feed their children when they're out in public. So,
yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. And also, as a woman, if you have a baby and you don't feed them or you don't pump, it's very painful. So I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I have two sisters who are breastfeeding, and the idea of shaming them for doing that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was also, remember last week I talked about the diaper drive that was being held around the country, looking for diapers for babies that come from circumstances that are less probably healthy than most of us. Women who have babies, they don't have enough to keep their cleaning material, whatever it takes to clean babies, keep them dry and healthy. There were a lot of organizations that I saw that were inviting people to host diaper drives around the country and donate diapers. This is something that started last week, going through the end of February around the country. You can give diapers to lots of different churches. A lot of them are collecting some of these organizations that help mothers who are in need, that sort of stuff. Wouldn't you think, how would that become controversial? I'm looking at something. There was a group here locally at the Sons of Italy Lodge that had pasta night last week. I think it was Thursday night last week at the lodge. And they had a big sign up ask people to bring. One of the things they posted online was when you come to dinner, you know, it's a potluck dinner, please bring something, some pasta, and also bring a diaper. If you can find a box of diapers or some diapers, because some of the veterans and local charities in this town were coming up with, they were following this drive to try to find diapers for people who are less fortunate than most of us. And it became an issue with some of the people that were there that, well, I'm not going to go to that if they're going to be raising, if they're trying to raise awareness or they're trying to get people to bring diapers, I'm not going to that thing.
Is it just because they are too lazy to go out and get some? And I feel like people are complaining because they don't want to spend extra money on getting diapers,
maybe.
Which is...
Maybe.
Like, a box of diapers is not that expensive.
I don't know. I haven't bought diapers for 40 years, so I don't know what a box of diapers costs. Food for thought is that we're here on the DJB program. Here's some interesting listener item, or a bunch of items, actually, in the most recent podcast, the DJB podcast. We're talking about what the White House is doing to try to stop Bolton, John Bolton, from publishing his book. I don't know if there's anything new there or not. This is from late last week. Also... The statements from Vanessa Bryant following her husband's death. Here's a petition we talked about on the air trying to put TMZ out of business for reporting on the helicopter crash before Vanessa Bryant knew about it. We also, on the current podcast, talk about the crazy details involved in Jessica Simpson's new book, the announcement from the Bella Twins that they're expecting babies this year. You can subscribe to all of our podcasts on the Apple Podcast app. You can get it at Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast. That's where you'll find the DJV Show podcast. You can also find it on DJVShow.com or on Twitter at DJV Show.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With the growing number of devices in today's homes, everyone needs a smarter and easier way to bring all of those devices together. Powered by the new Intel Home Wi-Fi chipset, a great option is TP-Link's Archer AX50. It's a Wi-Fi 6 router, which easily pairs with all the new PCs and smart home devices hitting the market. The Archer AX50 reduces wait times, and its 4 high-gain external antennas and beamforming technology combine to extend strong and reliable Wi-Fi throughout your home. Plus, the Archer AX50 has low power consumption, support for Alexa voice commands, enhanced security with TP-Link Home Care, and something called Target Wake Time to help your devices communicate more while consuming less power. Just check out tp-link.com for more info on the Archer AX50 Wi-Fi 6 router.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Unmistakable Loretta Lynn music. All right, so Loretta Lynn celebrating the 60th anniversary of her first successful single being released. She's 87 years old. Over the weekend, she wrote on Instagram that it was six decades to the day when she signed her first recording contract and released this song. Crank this up, will you, Kara? Honky tonk, listen to that. What do they call that instrument? It's on the...
Flat
pedal steel
guitar. What is it called?
Yeah, steel guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, here we go. Listen, this is good. She wrote, some of the fans and my team pointed out to me that today... is today, 60 years ago, I signed my first recording contract with Zero Records alongside a photo of the 45 she wrote, quote, it eventually hit number 14 on Billboard charts, and we were off to the races. You and I mailed and delivered records to every radio station we could. I really can't believe it was that long ago. She wrapped up the post expressing how her passion for country music is still burning strong. Plans on making 2020 a great year. Her last album, Wouldn't It Be Great, was released a couple of years ago, 2018. So, there's Loretta Lynn. Like this?
I love this.
This is Ruby Sewell. Another great story. 26 after. On the DJV program with Victoria and Kara and you and I, a little country music. Here's Miranda Lambert now in our focus. She actually has been forced to call off a couple of concerts on her wild card tour because she's sick. She canceled Friday night's show in Salt Lake City, followed by Saturday's performance in Denver. She explained, quote, I spent the last 24 hours on the bus trying to get as well as I could, no talking. All the tea in the world and sleep, meds, that kind of stuff. I'm feeling a lot better, but unfortunately my voice isn't back yet. And there's nothing else I can do but wait. It's the worst feeling in the world not to be able to show up and put on a show for you all. There's been a lot of cancellations, haven't there been, this winter of shows? It seems people being ill for whatever the reason. The Salt Lake City show was postponed till the 25th of this month. Denver rescheduled March 2nd. Tickets from the original concert date to all be honored for those of you listening in Salt Lake. That's the cue. You go and take the tickets that you got. Lambert's currently scheduled to resume her tour in Kansas City. Is that Missouri or
I don't know. Ask the president.
I know. That's too easy. Anyway, Missouri. Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri are the same city. They just expand. It's across the border, one side or the other. You fly into Kansas City, you fly into the same airport for both cities. So that one will be on the 6th, Wednesday, right? No, Thursday. Thursday.
Thursday,
for Miranda Lambert. All right, everybody still likes Miranda?
Yeah, she seems to be as popular as ever.
Yeah.
She's still married.
To the policeman, right?
She just had her one-year anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so all the naysayers, there you go. Na, 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 na.
Longer than Pamela Anderson's marriage.
Yeah. 2 weeks. See you later, alligator. There's a country song right there, as a matter of fact, Victoria. Got to be some kind of country storm around all that. It's 28 at the hour here on your friendly DJV program.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
All of the Democratic candidates take to the mic to give speeches amid a delay in reporting the final results from the Iowa caucuses. The reason for the delay not totally clear, but there are reports of inconsistencies. President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At the hour, continuing the aftermath of the Super Bowl, that glow will be on the rose for a couple of days, I'm going to guess, or maybe a couple of weeks, depending on how big a football fan you are. This, the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, they're both big football, at least fans of the game. Anyway, I'm Doug Steffen, not necessarily so. How do we describe, I've seen a couple, of doctors using the term pandemic. I think that's a little out of place, isn't it? It's not a pandemic. Isn't a pandemic is like threatening.
I don't know
the
how
world.
Many numbers you need to, in order to qualify to have a pandemic, but
well, I don't even know. You know, the epidemic, all of this stuff. Sometimes you know as well as I that the choice of words goes a long way toward getting people to react one way or another. There's a lot that you know. There's a lot in a word, and pandemic seems to me to have been somewhat overused over the years.
Pandemic is just a disease that's prevalent over a whole country or the world. So obviously it's prevalent over China.
Yeah,
I mean, people probably use the word to hype people up. But I think the flu is also a pandemic. And, I mean, the flu is something that happens every year. So the I
just don't want to use words, Kara, that induce fear, that's all. But I think we do need to encourage people to think about or to be ready for or to reduce their anxiety by doing the best they can to be prepared. It's kind of like what happens after the hurricane, you know, that kind of stuff, whether you're prepared ahead of time or whether it's too late and damage has been done. Enhancing your immune system is the number one way to keep yourself healthy no matter what the problem, whether it's a cold, whether it's the flu, whether it's this kind of thing, whether it's cancer. But the only thing that you're not going to find, your immune system doesn't really impact it if your heart, if you have a heart disease or artery problem, that kind of stuff. That's not going to be helped by a strong immune system. But for the most part, having a good, strong immune system saves lives. There are a lot of people, excuse me, who are buying masks. If you're on a flight, I'm getting on a plane later on today again, and I'm sure I'll see a lot of people with masks on. Washing your hands. Again, here's a doctor that I have a lot of respect for, actually, who says that using antibacterial soaps and that kind of stuff, the stuff that you get when you push the button at the airport, supposed to get rid of all the germs, not a good idea, actually. Keep your hands clean, but you don't want to not be able to absorb some of the germs and the bacteria around that are good. If you don't have a lot of them, they enhance, you know, the same impact you get around a lot of the stuff, and it helps you to build up your immune system. Also, a lot of veggies do. Eat well. Get enough rest, lots of liquids, that kind of stuff.
Add fresh garlic to everything you can. That's what I've been doing.
Garlic is very good.
Garlic is like, it's Mother Nature's strongest antiviral. It is amazing, the incredible effects of garlic.
How hard is it to grow garlic? I've never grown it. And I guess it's like onions, isn't it? I think it's like growing onions. Mm-hmm. Check with our local farmer. I don't grow vegetables. I take care of animals. Cows, horses, that kind of stuff. Speaking of the farm, bankruptcies are up by 20% in the farm areas. That's one of the reasons that now there's so much focus on some of these farm communities, farm states, because of disruptions there, thanks to the China trade war, and other things are going on as well. But there's a lot of data that's been compiled by the various farm organizations. Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies up 20% this past year. 595 farms sought bankruptcy protection, worst since 2011, when bankruptcy surged by 33% because of the Great Recession that started in 2009, actually, is when it all started. Anyway, the $28 billion, this is where I'm most offended, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The $28 billion in emergency aid for farmers hasn't gone to the farmers who need it. This would be the number one reason that farmers ought not to vote for Trump, frankly. If you're a Trumper and there's nothing he does, you approve of everything he does, he couldn't do wrong, yada, yada. Well, this is one of the things that in my area of dominant influence, the last couple of years and the money that has been peed away, that hasn't really gone to farmers, it's gone to people, way too much of it has gone to people who have no stake really other than an investment in some kind of a farm or in some, one of the commodity markets. This is completely unfair.
It is pretty shocking, and we've been talking about this since last year.
It is shocking.
When you really, there are a lot of watchdog groups that have found, because it's public, it's public record, and
where the money goes.
And they found where the money went, and it's shocking. Didn't they send you a check?
$89.
$89, yeah.
Right. Well, but I don't need it. There are a lot of people who need it.
If you were a working farm and that's what they sent you, and then you find out that people who, own a golf course or, they're getting millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in one check, it is very shocking. And, I remember when I didn't know this until you brought it up, but when Sonny Perdue, I guess he was at, a convention or something when he told everybody to go big or get out of farming. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's his message or if that was Trump's, because Trump is now saying the same thing. He was just at a farming convention and said the same thing: buy more tractors, buy more land. He's saying the same message is go bigger, go bigger. Well, if people can't even afford to keep the farm that they have, how are they supposed to go out and buy more tractors and more land? I don't even understand. I don't know. It just feels like they're all so out of touch with an actual farm.
Well, they are. I mean, Trump doesn't know anything about it. To his defense, I describe him all the time as a hamburger-eating New Yorker. He doesn't know from nothing about farming.
He's actually the very rare fast food-eating New Yorker. He's not just a hamburger-eating. He's a fast food guy. New Yorkers are. Except for like in Times Square, there's a couple McDonald's, but fast food is not that easy to come by in Manhattan. But he found it. He loves Taco Bell.
I remember going to the Planet Hollywood. I don't know. That's not considered fast food, though, is it?
No.
In Times Square, the Planet Hollywood.
That's not there anymore. That's.
Oh, you're gone. That's true. That long. It's been since I was eating a meal in Times Square. I thought kind of a cute story out of the game was the story of Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend, who apparently he's been dating since high school, although he's, what, 24, 25? Mm-hmm. How old is
24.
He?
24.
How old was the other quarterback?
28.
So pretty young when you consider Brady won how many of the Super Bowls in the last 10 years, what, 3 or 4?
And he was four? No, maybe four. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's just cute. I just kind of think it's, I like stories. You know me.
Well, hopefully he doesn't dump his girlfriend now that he's a Super Bowl champ.
Well, he doesn't seem to be that. So I don't know that much about her.
Yeah,
he does look like a kid.
She's definitely all over, like, people definitely know who she is. She's at all of the games. She's, like, screaming on the sidelines. So she definitely seems to be involved. But I said the same thing yesterday. I was like, he's going to get, like, a $40 million contract for each year after this. And he better not, like, get too hyped up on himself now that he's a, Super Bowl champ. I was like, he better marry her because she's been with him since the beginning through all the rough stuff. So. But
what do you
we'll
mean
see.
Rough stuff?
I mean, it's always tough when you're with someone who's always traveling for games and I'm sure having lots of ups and downs and he's probably not there that much.
And just waiting to get drafted into the NFL all through college.
There's lots of stress in that, and that happens a lot where someone's with you before that and then once you make it big, you dump them and, find some model or something. So, she's been the support system, so I hope he stays with her.
Mm-hmm. And after the Super Bowl, a lot of eyes were on season 3 of The Masked Singer. I know you don't want to know because you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I love that show.
So why? What is there about it that makes this? This was a huge after, and this was late at night, too, by the way. This was I don't even think the show started until like 11:15 or something after the
I was
game.
In bed. Yeah, I didn't see it. But it's such a fun, fun show. It's a unique concept. I know it's based on a South Korean show, but over here it's a unique concept. And the fact that they're already on season 3 and the ratings keep going up each season, it just shows that it's fun for literally the whole family. And it's also it's a big mystery. They give you clues, and so you have to piece together who the singer might be. And last season everyone was convinced that it was Jamie Foxx and it was actually Wayne Brady. So he was the winner. So, and it's just a fun, fun show.
What's the story with the robot? Why is there so much attention on the robot?
Everybody's in different costumes, so I don't know. Maybe the robot is an early pick to be in the finals. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet, but.
Mm. I was gonna, I don't want to give anything away. Yeah, that's the one that I think gets eliminated, but I don't know anything about who it is. So
okay.
This is why Doug should not bring these conversations up.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. I'll keep quiet.
Well, do you want a little bit of good news?
Yes, I do.
I think you'll enjoy this. Kara just sent this to me. Way to go, Kara. I'm happy to read this as well. So, Kara, when I were talking about the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and, their stupid rules about who can be on the debate stage, well, now apparently they have drastically revised all of this, and so...
Reality check.
Yep, so now what they're doing is they're doubling the polling threshold. They're eliminating the individual donor requirement. That allows Michael Bloomberg to actually take the stage because
they're
he doesn't take donors.
They're under a lot of pressure. Well,
Well, he has no donors. He's using his own money. So now candidates have to earn at least 10% in four different polls between January 15th and February 18th, or 12% in two polls conducted in Nevada and South Carolina, and then that will get them on the debate stage February 19th in Vegas. And if any candidate who has at least one delegate to the national convention in either Iowa or New Hampshire automatically qualifies for the Nevada debate, too. So that's good news for Bloomberg.
I was at a couple of parties over the weekend, birthday parties, and I got into this conversation with a few neighbors who were talking about some of the local election results and our disdain for their mayor. And then we got into national politics, and somebody was talking about the couple that held the event were gay, and so the focus was on Buttigieg, whatever, however you pronounce his name.
Buttigieg, yep.
Buttigieg. And then I was putting my jacket on to go home, and I looked at all of them, and I said, Michael Bloomberg will be the next president of the United States. And they looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I said, you wait and see how this all develops. It's 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Oh,
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour now, this is our weekly time for a visit from the Sage of New Jersey.
And Sage?
Yes, not Victoria Keeneland. It's Tom Kreidler. Tommy the K, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. And so every week we take a focus on a couple of listeners' questions, focus on other things happening at the website that are so helpful to so many people. Here's listener Hal in North Carolina, who put a new shingle roof on his home 6 months ago and now has pine straw piling up on the roof and wondering how much damage there could come from that. I guess that's a good question, along with a lot of other things that can happen to your roof, right?
Yeah, I mean, just because you have the straw from the pine trees landing on it, it's kind of annoying and it doesn't look very good, but it will not hurt your roof, Hal. That roof shingle is going to stand up. In fact, in some ways, I hate to say it, in some ways it actually can help make it last a little bit longer because it keeps the sun off the shingles. Because the way the roofs wear is the more exposure to sunlight over, 20 years or so, the more the active ingredients in the shingle, so to speak, will evaporate away and the shingle becomes dry and brittle. So having the pine straw on there actually probably protects it a little bit. But, as I say, it's not very attractive. So I think you got to get rid of the pine tree or deal with it.
All right. That's a good... Well, the pine needles are kind of obnoxious anyway, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? They also clog up gutters.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Too.
Yeah.
So it requires a lot of maintenance.
Little, if you have screens on top of your gutters, the needles themselves can get through those little holes.
Yeah, that's right. And they get hung up.
Yeah.
The micro screens, the ones that have the really tiny holes in them, they do wash over those. But you're right. Yeah. With the regular screens, they kind of stick there.
Yeah. The Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter. A lot of great tips every week. Sign up for it at MoneyPit.com. You've got some home remodeling projects that people can do. Now, this price tag that's attached to these are under $100,000. Hello.
Under $100,000, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
is this do-it-yourself things? Is this all?
No, just a way of breaking down some big impact projects that can cost less than a grand. Like, you know, your kitchen, for example, you could spend less than $1,000 replacing your countertop, and that's the largest sort of horizontal space, workspace in the house. That makes a big difference. You know, there are things you can do in the bathroom in terms of accessorizing or just swapping out one or two fixtures with one, for example, in the toilet that we use less water, and there's so many new designs today in toilets. That, you know, is a big impact project. Painting is my favorite big impact project. I mean, painting can cost anywhere from, say, you know, $20 a gallon to $150 a gallon, depending on what your kind of paint you're buying. And, man, does that make a huge difference. So we've got a whole bunch of projects and the step-by-step there in the Money Pit newsletter. And also on MoneyPit.com, where you could further subscribe to the Money Pit podcast and get these tips every single week, actually twice a week. We do two episodes a week on the Money Pit podcast.
So the a lot of people who are listening, I found out in my town this past week, 50% of the units where people live in this community are rentals.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times when you're in a rental, whether it's an apartment or a duplex or whatever, you don't have control over the heat. So people throw open their windows. What do you suggest for people?
I know, isn't that silly?
It seems very silly.
They waste all of that
energy.
Waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, if you live in an apartment, there are some things you can do. There are improvements that you can make that you can sort of take with you, one of which is just simply replacing the thermostat that's in the apartment with a smart thermostat, and then just, of course, storing that old one away and putting it back when it's time to leave. But smart thermostats are awesome today because, first of all, not only do they have the basic setback features that we've always enjoyed with setback thermostats, but they have the technology to, first off, know if somebody's home. Because if there's no one home and walking around, why have the home heated or the apartment heated to the same temperature as you might leave it if it's empty? Problem is, if you don't have sort of a usual schedule, you know, where you're not maybe the 9-to-5 person, so few of us are these days, that it's hard to get that perfect schedule. But these thermostats do it. They also can be set so that if you're within, you know, a distance of getting home, let's say you have a bit of a commute, you can set it so if you're within 20 miles of the house, you know, the heat turns up to a warmer temperature, and if you're at work, it will set itself down to a lower temperature. So there's lots of ways to do that with smart thermostats. You can also make sure that you are keeping furniture away from heating registers, so you're not blocking them. Use blinds strategically to let light in on the south side of the house. You know, those are the sorts of things you can do if you're a renter without spending a whole lot of money and cutting back on that heating bill.
I found a bottle of very expensive furniture polish this weekend, and I was thinking how I might look. I was looking around at some of the, you know, natural wood tables that I have. And people are doing a lot of that. I noticed on your podcast you got a lot of tips for furniture repair. So you got tips all over the place.
Yeah, you know, the dings and the dents, the wear and the tear. Some tips on how to pull those out of furniture.
Right, yeah. So they're very cool. All right, all that stuff at MoneyPit.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Tom Kreidler here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.